Hi GWA Backstage. I'm going to be a copycat and do the same Tumblr accent challenge that Slider has done. So here's number one. Your name and username. My username is Craving Squirty Cream. Two, where you're from. I'm from England. It would be fun to see if anybody could guess whereabouts, though. Three, pronounce the following words. This first word I don't actually use. I would say auntie. But if I was to say it, I would say aunt. Roof. Root. If I was to say the name of the piece of hardware that gives you your Wi-Fi, I would say router. Theater. Iron. Salmon. Caramel. Fire. Water. New Orleans. Pecan. Both. Again. Probably. Alabama. Lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminium, gif, tumbler, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope, GPOY. I wouldn't say that like a word, I didn't even know what it was. Number four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? TPing. Five. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? A fizzy drink or soda, but I don't really say soda unless talking to an American. Number six. What do you call gym shoes, trainers? But the things I would wear for class in primary school, I called them pumps. Seven, what do you call your grandparents, grandma and granddad? Eight, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A shopping trolley. Nine, what is the thing you change the TV channel with? This is something I picked up from my dad, because it's what he said, and like I didn't know it was unusual for a long time. He called it a TV changer, or just the changer. Like, are you sat on the changer? Can you pass me the changer, please? 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. This doesn't say what kind of book, and this is just what I have. Beginner's Guide to Botanical Flower Painting. Familiarizing yourself with the subject. When you have decided upon the flower that you wish to draw and paint, study it well. Observe the shape of the petals and sepals, and note how they fit to the stem. Decide whether the leaves are equal or varied in size, shape, and texture. You should make notes as you observe, as they can act as handy memory aids when you return to the studio. Dissecting and breaking a flower down into its component parts is the most important for the botanical artist, as it will help you understand the construction of the flower and how it fits together. In turn, paying attention to how they fit together will help the artist to draw them accurately. The sketch of the dissected plant illustrates which parts are particularly important for you to study. It illustrates how a dissection allows you to see the parts of the flower that are hidden, as well as showing how the parts interact with each other. Number 11. Do you think you have an accent? Yes, but I don't know what it is, apart from just being English. My accent has changed. So I think it's a bit of a mix of where I was born and where I live now. I think I say some words like my old accent and some words like my new accent, I guess. But I don't think I sound like the stereotypical accent of the area I'm in now. Which is a good thing because I don't like it. I'm not sure if I also say like the same word differently the different times that I say it. I don't know, like I don't pay attention to it, but maybe I do. I have been told a few times that I sound posh, but I'm not, and I don't. Number 30. What? There's no number 12. Okay. Number 13. Sorry, that was my cat making a noise laying on my desk. End the audio post by saying any three words you want. Squirty cream, please.